Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 12th, 2024. This is Tony Drivis. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading as investors focused on tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Russia destroyed the Tropilska thermal power plant, the largest in the Kiev region of Ukraine, in a missile strike. Energy company Centrenergo said in a statement. The company's plant in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine was destroyed last month. Ukraine said its forces struck two Russian naval ships in Crimea, according to media reports. Traders in the overnight session seemed to largely dismiss yesterday's supply and demand reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Corn stockpiles in the marketing year that starts on August 1st were lowered, but not as far as analysts expected. Inventories in the marketing year are now seen at 2.122 billion bushels, USDA said. That's down from the previous outlook for 2.172 billion, but above the 2.102 billion projected in a Reuters poll. Soybean stockpiles, meanwhile, are pegged at 340 million bushels, topping the March forecast of 315 million bushels and well above analysts' forecast for 317 million bushels. Wheat stocks are seen at 698 million bushels, up from the prior projection for 673 million, and above the trade outlook for 690 million. In a surprise move, USDA left its forecast for soybean production in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of the oilseeds, unchanged at 155 million metric tons. Analysts in the Reuters poll were expecting it to lower its forecast to 151.7 million tons. Soybean output in Argentina was left unchanged at 50 million metric tons, below the trade outlook for 50.5 million. Wheat futures for May delivery rose 2.5 cents to 554 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures added 4 cents to 587 and a quarter a bushel. Corn futures were up 3.4 cents to 429 and a half a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 3.5 cents to 1162 and 3/4 a bushel. Soy meal gained 210 to 337.70 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.17 cent to 46.19 cents a pound. Export sales of corn dropped to a marketing year low in the 7 days that ended on April 4th, though bean and wheat sales increased, according to data from USDA. Corn sales dropped to 325,500 metric tons last week, down 66% week to week and 72% from the prior four-week average. That's the lowest level since the marketing year started on September 1st. Japan was the big buyer at 221,100 metric tons, followed by Mexico at 191,400 tons, and South Korea at 139,400 tons. China bought 66,400 tons, and Venezuela purchased 25,300 tons. The total would have been higher, but an unnamed country canceled orders for 261,700 tons. Exports for the week came in at 1.56 million tons, down 5% from the previous week. Soybean sales to overseas buyers rose 57% week to week to 305,300 metric tons, USDA said. Still, that's a 3% drop from the average for this time of year. Mexico purchased 172,600 tons. Egypt was in for 85,200 tons. China took 69,300 tons. Japan bought 25,000 tons and Indonesia took 15,200 tons. An unknown destination nixed shipments of 117,200 tons. Exports totaled 503,400 tons, down 8% from the week prior. Wheat sales for export totaled 80,700 metric tons, up from 16,100 a week earlier, but down 2% from the average. The Philippines was in for 62,600 tons. Algeria bought 19,000 tons, Italy took 16,500 tons, Venezuela purchased 12,800 tons, and Malaysia bought 12,600 tons. An unnamed country canceled cargoes of 33,000 tons, and Japan nixed orders for 31,700 tons. Exports for the week were reported at 626,800 tons, up 21% from the previous week and the highest since the marketing year started on June 1st. USDA said in its report. Dry weather is again expected in the southern plains today. leading to an increased risk of wildfires, according to the National Weather Service. Red flag warnings have been issued for counties in southeastern Colorado and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, and much of eastern New Mexico. Winds in southeastern Colorado and northern New Mexico will be sustained from 15 to 20 miles per hour today, with gusts of up to 40 miles an hour expected. Relative humidity will drop to around 7%. In northern Indiana and southern Michigan, meanwhile, wind advisories will take effect later this morning and last into the evening as gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are possible. Winds will be sustained from 20 to 30 miles per hour today. Gusty winds could blow around unsecured objects, the National Weather Service said. Tree limbs could be blown down and isolated power outages may result.